Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Aisling Frawley, chartered physiotherapist. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Good. So we're going to talk about joints today, yep. Which is another thing that's there under our noses and that everyone ignores until they start acting up, obviously. But they're kind of central to everything, are they?
Yeah, they are the moving part of our body. It's where everything comes from. So I suppose even just to break down what a joint actually is, it's two or more bones connecting in our body, and it's where the centre of movement comes from. So your most common joints that I suppose people talk about day to day is hip, knee, shoulder, ankle, but we've between 206 and 300 joints in our body, so you can imagine what can go on.
Okay, so which ones are the most likely to get problematic?
I suppose the ones that we tend to use the most and take the most load. So generally, I suppose in clinic, I would see mainly hip, knee, lower back and shoulder. I suppose because of our day-to-day functional life, but also our activity life as well, you know, running, maybe playing tennis, golf. Also our day-to-day working life affects our joints, just sitting mostly throughout the day, desk jobs. Yeah. They tend to have quite a heavy effect.
Lifting, bending,
all
jobs,
of that stuff. Yeah, 100%.
Driving.
Yeah, like driving is a big
like
one.
If you do a drive for a couple of hours and feel like if you're driving all day, like it
absolutely.
Must be harder on the joints. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, exactly.
And come here. What kind of problems develop? You hear people talk about wear and tear. You hear talk of something called cartilage as well and stuff. What kind of issues develop?
So cartilage is nearly like the shock absorber of our joints. Okay, so it's the lubricant between our joints. And generally what tends to happen with the cartilage is that it breaks down over time due to degeneration and also activity. It's something unfortunately we can't avoid, but that's what our wear and tear is. So as soon as your cartilage starts to diminish, we get more bone on bone friction.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the friction of the bone on bone. And that's generally then when people start to get pain. So obviously that's the point where, you know, we've got that warning sign now. So coming into maybe your physio or GP before no, that is probably the best way to go.
Okay, because like I think most people kind of think, oh, I got a bit of achiness there, a bit of stiffness there, it's grand, it's just age or whatever. We should be listening, should we?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many things that you can do to kind of help yourself in these scenarios as well. So I like to talk to my patients about, you know, things that you can do at home to maybe prevent injury in time. I always talk about prevention is better than cure.
Yeah, okay,
so,
go on.
You know, your strength is like paramount to your body and your general health in, you know, overall. Your mobility is also, and then your recovery. So your strength, if I break that down, you're looking at your resistance training, your maybe, you know, if you find that you are already in that category of feeling stiffness, you can do things like your swimming, your cycling, your elliptical machine at home.
Okay,
in the
so
gym.
You're moving away from
the heavier
stuff.
Loaded impact stuff. Yeah, exactly. Because again, it is a load related issue when you have pain and stiffness throughout your joints. So, you know, I try and explain to people that the more muscle or the more load that you can remove from your joints, the better you're going to feel.
Okay, so if you build up the strength,
yes,
then that's less pressure on the
absolutely
joints, yeah.
Yeah, so it's I try and talk to them about energy. So if you put your foot down on the floor, the energy that your body has to absorb as you put your foot down on the floor has to nearly be absorbed by what I like to call muscles as sponges. So the more muscle you have around your bone, the less impact your bone is actually going to take, if that makes sense. So the wear and tear on the joint that is creating the movement is going to be less.
Is our body weight a factor here?
Yeah, it would be. I mean, it's just pressure, right? Yeah. So again, if you're looking at load, body weight is load and pressure down on the joints. And it's mostly going to affect the lower back, hip and knee primarily.
Okay. Is running bad for your knees and your ankles?
I think if we look at trying to absorb the impact of running through muscle. So again, resistance training or trying to create some form of a plan where maybe you're doing things like yoga and Pilates to help your body recover from your impact on your runs. That's definitely going to help. Over time, can running be? Yes, of course, because it is quite like you're taking three times your body weight when you run and place your foot down on your floor on the impact level through your joints.
So what can people do to mitigate that?
make a plan in terms of resistance training or mobility, maybe yoga and Pilates, but also things like good footwear.
And you want to build strength where? In
quads, glutes, your thigh muscles primarily, your bum muscles.
Use English for me. Quads and glutes.
So your thigh muscles, so the front thigh muscle, your back thigh muscle, your bum muscles, really important for running specifically. And also your ankles. So your shin bone actually has a muscle in front of it, and your calf muscles are huge for that too.
Okay. In terms of yoga, Pilates, then, should everyone be doing that as they get older, yeah?
Yeah, I would generally. I mean, it's mobility, you know, creates proper and healthier movement within the joints. So as a stiffness improver, your yoga and Pilates is really beneficial, but also they're low impact. So again, if you are struggling with the impact elements of activity, then they are the lower impact exercise regimes that you can partake in. And again, you know, I suppose the element that you're going to get with your yoga and Pilates, you're going to get your strength training in, you're going to get your body weight exercise, your resistance training in terms of your load through your joints to help bone density, you're going to get your flexibility, you're going to get your control or your coordination or your balance also.
Okay, so they're actually a complete age-proof insurance thing, are they?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, yeah. And look, men can be resistant to it.
Very much so. Women
are going mad in the Pilates and the yoga. No, but
it would be great if men partake a little bit more in that stuff for themselves.
Okay. What about our wrists?
Yeah, it's probably one of those neglected areas for sure. I see it mostly with desk workers because their wrists are generally unsupported throughout the day in terms of using mouse or the keyboard.
Okay.
Again, there's very simple things that you can do, like grip strength. You know, you've nearly 27 joints in your hand specifically, so there's quite a lot of muscle there also to be strengthened. So again, strengthening your wrist, grip strength. I tend to do a lot of loading with my patients, so maybe getting them on hands and knees and pushing a little bit, you know, through your hands to try and create some pressure or resistance using bands at home. It's generally trying to create that strength because
what are you
it
doing
is
with
so
the bands?
Vulnerable. Just moving them out and in, you know, to try and create some resistance in the band, just pulling them apart.
Okay.
You know,
and
rotating
not with
them.
Your shoulders
no,
or
it has to
doing
be with
your hands
yeah,
and
nearly with your forearm or your wrist. Moving your wrist up and down in front. I tend to get people to do that with small water bottles at home, just, you know, kind of turning your fist down underneath you, moving your fist up towards the ceiling, trying to keep your elbow and your forearm supported on a table as you do that. Generally tends to isolate the wrist. Again, it's one of those areas that is, you know, neglected but important to resistance training too.
And come here, we need to mind our necks too, don't we? Because pressure can often all come in on the neck, can't it, when you're doing stuff?
Again, it's definitely another neglected area of the body. And I suppose we're seeing it more and more now with just our day-to-day life. We call it like tech neck. So, you know, head forward posture, rounded shoulders, and we get very, very weak on the front of our necks. Yeah, correct the posture there straight away. but it's an area that we neglect and we get very, very tight, stiff, and we do get pain. And unfortunately, the pain travels down into your mid-back or maybe out into your shoulders. And it's an area that we do neglect and we come very dysfunctional
with.
Which
neck exercise for us?
So I'd sit on your hands first and foremost, and then you want to allow your shoulders to kind of nearly move away from your earlobes. Yeah. So automatically you feel like you're elongating through the top of your head. And then all you're going to do is bring your right ear down towards your right shoulder and immediately feel the stretch down on the side of your neck on the left side. If you even nearly pull that left shoulder down a little bit more, you're going to intensify the stretch. And if you hold that for 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, and then release, and then we'll go to the opposite side and stretch out on the other side. These are very simple things to do on a day-to-day basis, even just sitting at your desk.
So you could take 30 seconds out and just
do
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, just quickly, can we undo damage?
Yes.
You can always feel a bit shot or whatever.
Look, I mean, the wear and tear is never going to solve itself. That's one thing I will say, because unfortunately the cartilage doesn't have any blood supply. So once it's gone, it's gone. But you can prevent further damage to your joints by doing those little bits and pieces that I spoke about.
So we can arrest it.
Yes, you can stop.
There's no going back.
No, unfortunately not. Can't go back in time.
And we're letting on that note, Aisling Frawley, Chartered Physiotherapist. Thank you very much.